Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in back in the Gospel of John this morning. We're in chapter 15. We concluded chapter 15 today with verses 26 through 27, but we're also including chapter 16, verses 1 through 4. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth that proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me, and you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when the hour comes, you may remember that I told you. In John 15, verses 26 and 27, through John 16, verses 1 through 4, Jesus speaks to his disciples about the role of the Holy Spirit as the Comforter and the Helper, who will bear witness to him. He emphasizes that believers too will bear witness about him, even as the Spirit empowers them. This foreshadowing of the challenges they would face in a world often hostile to the beliefs sets the stage for understanding the divide between believers and non-believers. Non-believers may operate under the illusion that their actions align with God's design, claiming to promote goodness and justice. However, Scripture challenges this notion by revealing the underlying motivations that drive such behaviors, often rooted in self-interest rather than divine intentions. Many adhere to a moral compass dictated by societal norms or personal gain, falsely assuming these align with God's will. They prioritize their comfort, reputation, and desires, masking their selfishness with good-hearted gestures or virtuous ideologies. In contrast, believers are called to a deeper understanding of God's divine purpose. Their witness, powered by the Holy Spirit, seeks to reveal the truth that transcends worldly perceptions. St. Augustine once said that if you understand, then you are absolutely wrong. If you understand God, you cannot understand God. But you can be a believer that this truth confronts the self-serving narratives often embraced by society. Jesus warns his followers that they will face persecution because their testimony exposes the darkness within a world that mistakenly believes it acts in God's name. Thus, the division becomes apparent. While non-believers may claim righteousness, believers recognize that true obedience to God requires sacrifice and often goes against the grain of societal expectations. As followers of Christ, we are tasked with sharing this truth, even when it places us at odds with the world's values, knowing that our witness is rooted in the love and design of God. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Sturm, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from John 15 and 16, verses 26 through 27 and 15, and then 1 through 4. In chapter 16, it's a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, When Their Hour Comes, You May Remember. In shadows deep, the Comforter descends with whispers soft to guide and make amends. He bears the truth of Christ, our heart's delight. Through trials faced, we'll stand empowered by His light. Though worldly voices claim their righteous ways, in selfish hearts their fleeting truth betrays. A facade of light, yet darkness cloaked within. The path of grace to tender love we win. Believers marked by witness, bold and true, with every trial the Spirit helps renew. Persecution comes, yet in His name we find the strength to share the truth of love entwined. So let us stand with courage, hand in hand. In a world confused, let faith and hope expand. For we are called to testify with grace. In Spirit's truth, we find our rightful place. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's May 26th, 2025. I'm recording this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up with the angels today as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. And God bless you, my friends. And God bless each and every one of you. As we close today at 7:11 in Jesus' sweet name, we're praying for our good friend John Thorpe and his need for radiation treatment for some cancer that's going on in his throat and his stomach, I believe. We're praying for him this morning. We're praying for our brother-in-law, as we always do, as we close in His honor. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name.